It's always talk show time online. Podcasts of your talk show are available following the show for you to share with friends or catch the segments you miss. Just go to WCLO.com to find the most current show archives from WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Welcome back to the program. Taking a look at the radar. Looks like the heavier snow may be on its way past us for a bit. Depending on how this all tracks, there could be some more coming in this afternoon, which is what the forecasters are saying. So if it lightens up for a while out there, don't think that's the end of it necessarily. We'll keep you updated on the weather and closings and those kinds of things throughout the day here on WCLO, the Blaine's Farm and Fleet closings page, full of school closings, which you already know about, and the associated daycare closings and those kinds of things. Nothing else really up there of immediate importance. There may be some meeting cancellations and things like that that show up later today as people assess what's going on for evening meetings and that kind of thing. So always check it out, the Blaine's Farm and Fleet closings page at WCLO.com and on the WCLO app. We're going to finish up the program today with a conversation with our good friend Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Tim. Thank you for having me.
So is it snowing hard by you?
Yes, on the far west side of Janesville, out in the Janesville Township on the farm, it is snowing. And thank you for having letting me have the opportunity to call into the station today. I think everyone needs to be cautious and everyone needs to be safe. And we need to thank our snowplow drivers because I know that some of our highways are doing good right now. Some of our township roads are a little slick. Everyone just slow down and let our snowplow drivers do their work.
And if you're in a township or community or whatever, follow your local snow ordinances. Most of them, to sum them up, say get your cars off the streets until the plows have been by. So whether you're in Beloit, Janesville, Footville, Orfordville, Clinton, wherever you are, that's probably going to be the case for you. Probably get them off the streets until tomorrow at some point. This is all supposed to wrap up overnight tonight, and by tomorrow morning it'll all be finished up and things should be pretty good to drive through. Well, Sheila, we appreciate you being here. We wanted to have you on before this big, I guess you're calling it a lunch and learn, but it is a great opportunity for ag tourism businesses to take advantage perhaps of a lot of increased traffic and buzz during March when the NFL draft is held in Green Bay, right?
Yes. Well, you know, Tim, today's a great day for our listeners not only to listen to WCLO, but to plan their agricultural tourism adventures because 2025 is the experience economy. People need to get out and experience. And, you know, talking about, we are having a lunch and learn March 20th, and we're working with Discover Green Bay, their Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we're working with the Packer leadership team, and we're going to help our farms and our DMOs, our Convention and Visitors Bureaus and other businesses come together and to learn how they can capitalize on the 250,000 people coming into the draft April 24th through the 26th. They will, 80% will be driving through the state of Wisconsin. So how can businesses market to those drivers? How can they help support the draft? How can they support their farm stores, their cheese, their wine, their products that they're producing from their farms before the draft, during the draft, and after the draft? So we're so excited about this opportunity. You know, we worked with this group back in September when we had the four corn mazes that featured the NFL draft to get people excited about it. Now we're bringing it full circle.
The draft is a big deal. And it's not like you say many people will be driving in, but these are going to be, you know, this is the entire NFL. It blankets the country. There's going to be people here from every state and probably several countries. There's going to be athletes, obviously. There's going to be television crews and all of that. And while I'm assuming the majority of them will probably fly in to Green Bay, you know, there's based on flights and connections and all kinds of other dynamics, there's going to be a significant amount of people that'll fly into Milwaukee and drive up, or Madison and drive up, or you know, wherever,
Chicago
even, and it's a time when our ag tourism industry isn't quite up to its fever pitch, if you will, as it would be in June, perhaps. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk about, you know, what can you do? You're obviously not, you know, producing strawberries or sweet corn yet at that point. And, you know, what can you do to at least tease people into the idea of coming back, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, let me give you some statistics. The draft is huge. It's a way to showcase our entire state. It's a way to showcase our agricultural industry and our tourism industry. I mentioned that it's going to bring 240,000 people to Wisconsin, to the Green Bay area. The total impact for that Green Bay area is 20 million, but the impact for the state of Wisconsin for economic impact will be 94 million.
Wow.
They're offering family activities, photo opportunities, player meet and media meet and greets. They're doing food and entertainment, specifically like Taste of Wisconsin. They're having opportunities, 40-yard dash, a vertical leap, throwing competition, something with the Lombardi Trophy, and they'll have Super Bowl championship rings and more on display. So loyal fans have the opportunity to even sign up to work through the draft. There's a website right now that, you know, they have a countdown to the draft, and you can be a teammate if you want this historic opportunity to be hands-on and involved. The Green Bay Packers draft organization is taking applications for you to work through the draft if that's something you're looking for. But, you know, you mentioned, Tim, there are 88 different businesses participating in something called the NFL Draft Source Program, where they're going to feature foods and beverages from Wisconsin. They're trying to highlight our whole supper club scene.
Nice.
And helping farmers to showcase the state. Something called a relish tray and cheese curds, and not only milk, but our adult beverages will be featured. And they're having a great big taste of the draft on Wednesday, April 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Schreiber Food Headquarters in downtown Green Bay, where they're blending all the ingredients of Wisconsin and the culinary traditions that really make Wisconsin special.
Well, it sounds like there's a pretty good plan here for this draft. I'm always amazed at the number of people that come into our state and I should put it this way. I was just on vacation, Sheila, and so people that, you know, when you always compare notes. Where are you from? Where are you from? We were on a cruise ship, so that goes on a lot. And whenever you say Wisconsin, the almost the first question that comes up is something about cheese. It just is. And or the cold weather, one of the two. There's so many people that, you say, you know, cheese curds or fried cheese curds or, you know, any number of things. And they're like, well, what is that? And so the idea that, you know, we get to expose these things to really a nationwide audience here in Wisconsin is sort of an invaluable promotion.
Yes, and we started this last year. You can remember that Wisconsin was featured on Top Chef episodes last year. Mm-hmm. So we really got that culinary market on what Wisconsin grows and produces here. And, you know, with the slow food, buy local trend right now, people want to know where their food comes from. So, I mean, Wisconsin is definitely a leader in promoting the state. We're a leader in tourism. We're gearing up. We want Wisconsin to be branded as America's agricultural tourism destination. And I just want to tell the listening audience that, you know, this bringing the draft to Wisconsin was literally a 10-year collaboration with a lot of people in Green Bay to make it happen. And so the draft team members, Mark Murphy is to be really complimented, and so is Brad Toll from Destination Green Bay, the CEO and director of Discover Green Bay. Brad Toll, they worked in collaboration, and with Aaron Popke from the Green Bay Packers. This has been a 10-year collaborative work. And this April, we're going to see the fruits of their hard work and labor.
Well, it's going to be a big party then, is what you're telling me, because it's the capper of a lot of work. And I think you have made great strides in the agency there, in the association of folks that deal with Wisconsin Ag Tourism, to really bring this awareness. It's a group that you can join. People may not know that. They may just think, well, Sheila just is there and she always talks about this. But it is actually a organized, I'm assuming, pretty robust group of folks who get together kind of with the same idea of how we're going to market all this stuff and how we're going to become successful and continue to grow the different tourism experiences related to ag in Wisconsin. How do people get involved with the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association, and do I have to be an ag tourism provider in order to join up?
So that's a great question. So we have a website, is wiagtourism.com, that talks all about what is agricultural tourism in Wisconsin. And pretty much it means educational, recreational activities that take place on a farm, ranch, grove, or other place where agriculture or crops are grown, or animals are taken care of, even fish and flowers. But it brings visitors to tour, explore, observe and learn about and participate. Really the emphasis on experience what Wisconsin agriculture is. So do you have to be a farmer that brings guests onto your farm? No, we have different types of membership. We have a strong partnership with what we call our destinations, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, because we support the agriculture, but we also support the communities and the rural communities where these agricultural tourism destinations are located, because you might go to a farm for a couple hours, but you might go to the local gas station to fill up your gas tank on the way home, or you might stay overnight in a hotel or a bed and breakfast, some kind of lodging, or you might go to a local supper club after visiting a farm. So it's all about collaborating with other local businesses to really educate people where their food comes from, and to really make sure our family farms are viable, they're in production, and they're retained for the sixth and seventh generation.
Yeah. So folks should pay attention to what's going on with the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association and maybe consider a membership, just so you're on the kind of the cutting edge of all the ideas that are springing forth out there. It's a great group of people, and as demonstrated here by the coordination you've all put together to get this draft association all organized, it can result in some pretty positive stuff. Ag tourism, again, I don't think we think of it sometimes. If we go to the local pumpkin farm or farmer's market or whatever. We might not even think that we're supporting ag tourism, but we are.
Right. You know, and right now we have like 58,500 farms, and farmers are realizing that agricultural tourism is an additional revenue stream for their businesses, especially when commodity prices might be not as good as they have been in the past. And so we are offering through the association for farmers that are just learning about it or want to investigate what agricultural tourism can do to their farm. We have a peer-to-peer mentoring program. And so we hook up a farmer who's interested with a farmer who has been active in the industry for years, and we educate and we talk about best practices and just answer some of those questions that really only a person who's involved in the industry would be able to answer.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. So the association works throughout the year on all kinds of different programs. And as we're kind of starting off the year here, Sheila, obviously you have this big lunch and learn coming up on the 20th. Of March, and then you've got the draft in April. Then the tourism season kind of gets into full swing. What's next in your sort of basket of planning there once you get past this big draft event?
Right. So we just finished what our annual Growing Wisconsin Conference, where we had like five educational tracks and 513 attendees come and learn together at the Kalahari. We just finished that. And then next, you know, really March, April, and May is all about spring. It's about babies being born on the farm. It's about our lambs. It's about our sheep. It's about our baby calves being born. We had a baby calf being born just yesterday. So that cycle, the life cycle is happening. You know, baby chicks are being hatched and all of that. So a lot of our farms will be opening up for babies on the farm. Come and cuddle a goat. Come and feed a baby calf. Come and just experience what it's like to be on a farm. So that is our next big push. But then in addition to that, Tim, you know, April 20th is Easter this year, and it's a little bit later in the calendar. But right around April, we're going to see tulips being blossoming. And so we have some farms in Wisconsin that are tulip farms now, and they invite guests to the farm to help come in. You pick tulips, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Well, spring can't come fast enough for a lot of us, especially with the snow today. So we'll be looking forward to those kinds of things as well. For your members, how many members does WATA have now?
So our goal is always to really be reaching around 250 members. So we're always, and we want to have a 5% membership increase annually, so we are strong and we are sustainable.
So if there's anybody out there in the listening area that has, you know, and I can think of probably a dozen of them right now that has something to do with ag tourism, and you're not a member of the association, you might want to consider it. I know you've got a big meeting coming up for members that just kind of, I guess you all get together once a year and kind of compare notes.
Oh, yes, we have an annual meeting. Our annual meeting is going to be March 5th at 10 o'clock. And that's where, well, you know, we take care of business. There we go over how was 2024 and where we're going to go in 2025. And the association is looking at what's our 3 to 5 year plan and how are we going to revise our strategic plan so that we're always operating with growth in mind and with sustainability and with brand and statewide presence.
Well, if people want to actually consider membership, how would they go about joining the association?
So you can email me at director@wiagtourism.com. And if you go to the website, wiagtourism.com, there is a phone number, 608-774-1354, that you can leave a text or leave a voicemail message.
Terrific. I hope that people get involved in this. The group think is always good for advancement of ideas, and who knows what comes out of the next get together that you all have. I'm sure at some point in the past, the idea of, hey, we should take advantage of the draft got thrown out there by somebody. And now here it is. So,
And I really want to compliment the leadership in Green Bay because they have included the dairy producers of Wisconsin and the tourism people and all of our farms. And the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and all of our farms have been included. It's been a very inclusive invitation.
And this whole Lunch and Learn program that you've got coming up on March 20th, I note is at a substantial discount if you are an association member. It's only going to cost you $60 as opposed to $185 for non-members. So maybe that's your good incentive right there because in addition to all the strategies and things that you'll be talking about, people that join you for that event are going to be able to actually take a tour of the stadium and that kind of thing too, right?
So excited because, you know, we're going to be able to walk the grounds where this draft is taking place a month later, and we won't have the 250,000 people there. So we're excited about a legendary tour of Lambeau Field and the admission and tour of the Hall of Fame. And we have an exclusive meeting with some of the leadership that is going to give us some more inside scoop on the preparations for the draft.
All right.
So it's really, really exciting. Plus the 90-minute session about how a farm or business can get involved and how they can help market to those draft attendees from all over the world.
Big opportunity. So I hope people take advantage of it, Sheila. The website again is
WIAgTourism.com.
WIAgTourism.com. Okay, so I just had the abbreviations always, I struggle to stick in my brain. WIAgTourism.com is easy to remember. That's good. I've got it now, and we'll direct people there if they're interested in finding out more, but there's a lot of great opportunities to really advance your business. I think what you said earlier, Sheila, is more and more people that are struggling, you know, the family farms that we've seen, just decimated over the last decade or so as they just can't make ends meet. A lot of those that are left are finding that, hey, if we just add this on and we do these tours or we, sell our products locally or the vast number of things that they do is really, really in effect saving family farms in a lot of ways.
So what we tell our farmers is let's look at what are your current inventories and what can you do on your farm to generate an additional income. And it might start small. It might start small with a couple thousand or maybe $6,000 a year, depending on what they're interested in doing. But we are saying we don't want you to go into debt. We want you to experience it small, grow it, take that money that you're making, you know, if you have to pay some bills and just relieve some of the stress that might be happening, do that and see if you like it. And if you like it, then let's do a plan and see how you want to grow. But start small, do not go into debt. And then grow from what your passion is. Maybe your passion is helping them learn how to make some sourdough bread, or your passion might be canning some jams or jellies in your farm kitchen, or inviting guests to stay overnight at a farm stay. Maybe you're going to open your house up as a bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you just want to say, I will invite people to the farm for a tour. I know when they're coming. They will be here for an hour, and then I will charge them for that tour experience. And, you know, people are willing to pay that because they want to support family farms. They want to know the farm story, and they want that farmer. They want to say, that's my farmer. And every time they go by that farm, they're going to say, that's Aaron, she's my farmer.
Indeed. Well, we look forward to all the opportunities that are out there. As always, Sheila, thanks for taking some time to join us today. Do not throw your back out snow shoveling or anything, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Tim. And thank you, Big Radio, for always supporting Wisconsin farmers and Wisconsin agricultural tourism.
All right. Take care of yourself. That's Sheila Everhart. I'm Tim Brummel, and this is your talk show. And we have come to the end of yet another one. So tomorrow, we will tee it up. We'll maybe have some open discussion time. I still don't get to talk about my vacation all that much. And I really want to gripe about my experience with airlines because I just wish there was another way. But maybe we'll do that tomorrow. But we also have Mark Holtzman coming in from the School District of Janesville. Hopefully he's able to make it here after this massive snowstorm we're having. And then we'll have some folks on from an organization called Rock County First. That's later. Rock County Health Officer Katrina Harwood is who's going to join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Got my dates mixed up here. So that's what we got coming tomorrow. We hope to see you then on WCLO. Janesville Beloit, have a great day. Stay safe.